Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and with us today is Mare d'Azyn Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Crop production and all kinds of stuff going on, but we're going a little bit off to the side on that, not so much crop production as the livestock side of things today.
Yes, we are. So I'm happy to announce that we have an upcoming series for all you horse lovers out there. We're calling this series Horse Sense Mini Series. So we're going to be covering a wide variety of topics with this three-night series. And I know I'm probably jumping the gun on getting the info out right now because really this series doesn't take place until late March and then two sessions in April, but I'm too excited not to talk about it right now. So our first night, again, this series will be all evenings on a Tuesday or Thursday from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Yes, I know that's a little later in the evening, but we were thinking of, okay, maybe people who have jobs, they were giving them enough time to get home and get chores done, grab a bite to eat, and then come in and listen to all the awesome topics that we're going to be covering. So our first night will be Tuesday, March 28th. Again, from 7 to 9 o'clock in the evening here in Paola, down at the fairgrounds in Building 2. That is our big building that has the concession stands. And we will be talking about kind of horse economics. So, like, I bought a horse, now what? Kind of all the economics and stuff that goes into owning a horse. As well as we will be talking on general horse nutrition. And, of course, a big one that I'm kind of excited that we're talking about is pasture management. Because horses are different than livestock on how they graze, so they can be a little rougher on your pastures. So we'll touch base on kind of how to keep your pastures maintaining its efficient growth, and you're not overgrazing them. So that night's speakers will be Sarah Leonard. She is with Carina, and she'll be mainly talking about the horse nutrition. And then the rest of the night, your local K-State Research and Extension agents, Abby Powell, Rod Schaub, Brian Schaub, and myself will all be talking about the horse economics and the pasture management. Our next session, so session number 2, will be Thursday night, April 13th, again from 7 to 9, and we will actually be up in Lawrence at the Douglas County Fairgrounds in the indoor arena. So this night is kind of different than our other two nights because we will actually have a live demonstration with the topics that we will be talking about. So we will have horses there. And our speakers are Josh Rushing from Shoe in Our Ranch, and then Rhonda Martin. She is with Equine Mechanics. And so both of them will be talking on pre-purchase exams, and foot care is mainly what Josh will be talking on. And then Rhonda will be talking on massage chiropractic with horses, and then she'll touch a little bit on saddle fitting. Because, yes, that is important to make sure you have the correct saddle with on the correct horse. And then our last night of the series will be Tuesday, April 25th, and that will actually be in Ottawa at the Neosho County Community College there on Logan Street. And we will be having Dr. Fred Gardner. He is a DMV, a vet from Garnett area, and he will be talking on health papers and Coggins, vaccine schedule if you don't have one, what's needed, and also what's the possible side effects of some vaccines that you give, as well as people when you're traveling to shows or rodeos, just some tips for keeping biosecurity in mind so you're not introducing or bringing diseases back to your own place. So we are very excited, and we are a partnership between the Mare d'Azyn District, Frontier District, and Douglas County Extension offices, as well as the Hillsdale Watershed Coalition here in the Miami County area, Farina, and Kansas Horse Council. All of us are coming together and putting a series together for all of you guys. So there is no cost, but we do ask that you guys kind of RSVP so we have enough handouts or snacks at each program. And you can do that by calling the Paola Extension Office at 913-294-4306.
Well, I can see why you're excited about this program for a mini series. This sounds like a pretty big production.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, I grew up riding and raising horses, so I love them, and it's like, yeah, let's do a series like this. This is going to be good.
Absolutely. And having that kind of information is great for folks who might be thinking, hey, we've got the room. What if we did this? Well, don't just dive in hoof first, as it were. Do a little bit of research. And it sounds like you've got all of that ready for them. Great.
Yeah. And this is open to any and all ages. So if you got a 4-H-er who's thinking about horses or has horses, we're going to make sure they come and they learn a lot. If you've had horses all your life, I mean, this is going to be towards any and all who love horses and kind of want to keep learning about them and stuff like that.
Outstanding. Even if you're just thinking about it, this sounds like it'd be a good deal to go to. Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Look forward to talking to you again. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.